trees, tear up the flowers, spit in the lakes, burn up the grass, with not even the common cold virus around, too. He stopped, his voice choked off. Choked off because the two eyepieces of the microscope had twisted suddenly around his windpipe and were trying to strangle him. Hall tore at them, but they dug relentlessly into his throat, steel prongs closing like the claws of a trap. Throwing the microscope onto the floor, he leaped up. The microscope crawled quickly toward him, hooking around his leg. He kicked it loose with his other foot and drew his blast pistol. The microscope scuttled away, rolling on its course adjustments. Hall fired. It disappeared in a cloud of metallic particles.
Good God!
Hall sat down weakly, mopping his face.
What the...
He massaged his throat.
What the hell?
The council room was packed solid. Every officer of the Planet Blue unit was there. Commander Stella Morrison tapped on the big control map with the end of a slim plastic pointer.
This long, flat area is ideal for the actual city. It's close to water, and weather conditions vary sufficiently to give the settlers something to talk about. There are large deposits of various minerals. The colonists can set up their own factories. They won't have to do any importing. Over here is the biggest forest on the planet. If they have any sense, they'll leave it. But if they want to make newspapers out of it, that's not our concern.
She looked around the room at the silent men.
Let's be realistic. Some of you have been thinking we shouldn't send the okay to the Emigration Authority, but keep the planet our own selves, to come back to. I'd like that as much as any of the rest of you, but we just get into a lot of trouble. It's not our planet. We're here to do a certain job. When the job is done, we move along. And it is almost done, so let's forget it. The only thing left to do is flash the go-ahead signal, and then begin packing our things.
Has the lab report come in on bacteria?
Vice Commander Wood asked.
We're taking special care to look out for them, of course. But the last I heard, nothing had been found. I think we can go ahead and contact the EA. Have them send a ship to take us off and bring in the first load of settlers. There's no reason why...
She stopped. A murmur was swelling through the room. Heads turned toward the door. Commander Morrison frowned.
Major Hall, may I remind you that when the council is in session, no one is permitted to interrupt?
Hall swayed back and forth, supporting himself by holding on to the doorknob. He gazed vacantly around the council room. Finally, his glassy eyes picked out Lieutenant Friendly, sitting halfway across the room.
Come here,
he said hoarsely.
Me?
Friendly sank farther down in his chair.
Major, what is the meaning of this?
Vice Commander Wood cut in angrily.
Are you drunk, or are...
He saw the blast gun in Hall's hand.
Is something wrong, Major?
Alarmed, Lieutenant Friendly got up and grabbed Hall's shoulder.
What is it? What's the matter?
Come to the lab.
Did you find something?
The lieutenant studied his friend's rigid face.
What is it?
Come on.
Hall started down the corridor, Friendly following. Hall pushed the laboratory door open and stepped inside, slowly.
What is it?
Friendly repeated.
My microscope.
Your microscope? What about it?
Friendly squeezed past him into the lab.
I don't see it.
It's gone.
Gone? Gone where?
I blasted it.
You blasted it?
Friendly looked at the other man.
I don't get it. Why?
Hall's mouth opened and closed, but no sound came out.
Are you all right?
Friendly asked in concern. Then he bent down and lifted a black plastic box from a shelf under the table.
Say, is this a gag?
He removed Hall's microscope from the box.
What do you mean you blasted it? Here it is, in its regular place. Now, tell me what's going on. You saw something on a slide? Some kind of bacteria? Lethal? Toxic?
Hall approached the microscope slowly. It was his all right. There was the nick just above the fine adjustment, and one of the stage clips was slightly bent. He touched it with his finger. 5 minutes ago, this microscope had tried to kill him, and he knew he had blasted it out of existence.
You sure you don't need a psych test?
Friendly asked anxiously.
You look post-trauma to me, or worse.
Maybe you're right, Hall muttered. The robot psych tester whirred, integrating and gestalting. At last, its color code lights changed from red to green.